The purpose of contact tracing is to help identify virus hotspots and isolate those who may be infected or exposed to infection and offer them support, like grocery deliveries and medical care, until they get well. It could also help avoid future mass lockdowns to contain the spread of the virus. The state health department's been working with Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health to train the contact tracers. Michael Bloomberg, the former New York City mayor, is helping to finance the program. The chairs of the Assembly and Senate Health Committee say more needs to be done, though, to protect the privacy of those who give information to the contact tracers and to make sure the data does not end up in the hands of law enforcement or the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Assembly Health Committee Chair Dick Gottfried says without the protections, some New Yorkers might be reluctant to give out the names and addresses of people that they might have inadvertently infected.
It's not going to work unless all of those people are confident that the information that they give to the contact tracers is not going to be used against them, is not going to be given to the police, is not going to be given to immigration, is not going to be given to, you know, their employer or a whole lot of other people.
Gottfried, who was a key figure in the legislature during the HIV/AIDS epidemic, says privacy protections needed to be created for those with HIV before the contact tracing system could be fully functional. Advocates for the measure say the COVID-19 contact tracing comes at a time when the disease has intersected with the Black Lives Matter movement and heightened concern about mistreatment of African American and Latinx communities by law enforcement. Black and brown Americans have disproportionately contracted the coronavirus, and many who have become sicker or died. It also comes at a time when a lack of clear immigration policy in the U.S. has led to thousands of undocumented immigrants living in New York and the nation. David Harvey is head of the National Coalition of STD Directors. It represents public health officials and thousands of contact tracers working to curb sexually transmitted diseases. He says the history of contact tracing has roots in racism. When the Tuskegee Institute studied the effects of syphilis on African American men by allowing many of them to suffer from the disease untreated.
Ever since this era, our system has been working to make up for this huge breach in public health trust. Trust is core to our ability to counter the COVID epidemic in the United States.
Governor Andrew Cuomo commented on the proposed bill during his daily briefing. The governor says the health department will be sharing general demographic information, but won't be giving out any personal information or giving it to any other government agencies.
So that data, by definition, is not protected. You're a woman, your ethnicity, where you live, your zip code, that is not protected. But the other items that are under healthcare privacy are fully protected. There's no information being shared with any federal immigration agency or anything like that.
But advocates for the measure say some counties have subcontracted with their sheriff's deputies to become contact tracers. And they say they're concerned over reports that police in Minnesota used contact tracing techniques to learn the identities of protesters. The bill would forbid law enforcement from working as contact tracers. A spokesman for the governor says the state will ensure the personal information is kept private under HIPAA. That's the federal law restricting release of medical information. And he says the contact tracers are hired with the goal to accurately reflect the diversity of people who live in the communities that they'll be working with. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.